submodalities. There are various ways of breaking down the submodalities. And in our manual, we have a chart or an Excel spreadsheet. You can access them and you'll find some others as well. Now, I'll take you through some of the essential building blocks or the basics of it. Now, I'd like for you to actually feel and experience this. So I'd like for you in your mind's eye to imagine an ice cream. Okay, so most people will get a picture or a movie. And now I'll run you through the submodalities, but it's important here that you can lock in a picture or a movie. You want to lock in a scene. Some people do not have a great ability to lock in images, but you do, and you're getting even better at it. So what we want to do is we want to get one and kind of lock in one image. Okay, now in that image itself, we have the content. And it's not so important to me if you have chocolate sprinkles or hundreds and thousands on your ice cream. What is important to me is how do you store, process, catalog, or the submodalities around the ice cream. And this are the building blocks, the submodalities. Okay, so get the picture of the ice cream and lock it in. Hold it steady. Where is it? Is the picture in front of you? Close. Is it further away? Further away. Or is the picture behind you? Where is the location? What's the size of the picture? How big is the picture? Is the picture black and white or color? Bright or dim? Moving or still? Three-dimensional or flat? Focused or defocused? The amount of contrast between the ice cream and the background. Is it framed, like a frame around it, or is it panoramic all around you? Are you associated and seeing that ice cream like in your hands through your eyes, or are you dissociated? They are the submodalities of the visual representation system. Now, with that picture of an ice cream, is there any sound? What location is the sound coming from? Direction. Is the sound internal or external? Loud or soft? Fast or slow? Pitch, high or low? Tonality. Pauses. Cadence, duration. That's the auditory component. Then the kinesthetics component, when you see the ice cream. Is there any feeling? Feeling. Where's the location of the feeling? Size, shape, intensity. Steady. Is it steady? Is there movement? Is there vibration? Is there pressure? How's the temperature? Or weight? That concludes the kinesthetics submodalities. Okay, now, what typically happens is a lot of people around the world will visualize the ice cream a certain way. Now, ice cream is something we typically love, so a lot of people will have this stored a specific way. And if you were to imagine a rat, you'd probably imagine the rat quite differently. So there you go, just for a moment, get a picture of a rat in your mind's eye and notice the differences. So a picture of a rat. Where's the location? The size of the picture, black and white or color, bright or dim, moving or still, 3D or flat, focused, defocused, amount of contrast, framed or panoramic, associated or dissociated, sounds, where's the location of the sounds, direction of the sounds, internal or external, loud or soft, fast or slow, high or low pitch, tonality, pauses, cadence, duration. And then the feelings, where are they located? Their size, their shape, their intensity. Are they steady? Or is there movement? Vibrations, pressure, temperature, or weight? You'll find the mouse to be quite different from the ice cream. And this allows your brain to quickly and efficiently catalog and store experiences. Now, at nighttime, if your friend asks you to close your eyes and open your eyes and, you know, there's an ice cream in front of you, you'll process that in a flash. You'll process that in a flash and be like, you'll have a certain kinesthetic response, like, yummy, let's go. At the same time, if there was a rat, you would have a certain kinesthetic response. And it might be, oh, push back. Imagine if you're in a part of the world, perhaps like a jungle, and suddenly a friend appeared. Or a foe appeared. Or a stranger appeared and they shared a message with you. Or a lion appeared, or a tiger appeared. We want our brain to be able to process it really fast, right? And the way our brain will catalog these experiences is through these submodalities. A lot of people find that when they recall pictures from their past, pictures from when they were childhood, their location seems to be further away. Now, if people were to imagine a picture of them tomorrow or a picture of them in 5 years' time, one of the key distinctions in that picture would be the location. Imagining 5 years in future, well, that memory could be further in front. Now, if you take the memory of 5 years in the past and imagination of 5 years in front, they would be quite different. Not only the location, but also the pictures out in the front are typically in the future and less focused because there's a level of certainty. Now, our brain has this way of storing it, and it allows us to know the difference between lucid dreams, imagination, and real life. So there are fine, fine distinctions. In fact, the CIA and intelligence, these kind of organizations would teach some of this to their elite forces in case they were caught. They would teach them some of the distinctions in some of the finer ways so they couldn't be brainwashed, okay? Now, these submodalities, they all happen unconsciously and automatically. You know, our nervous system, our brain, encodes these experiences for efficiency and survival, so wouldn't you like to get more use and skill with it? Now, using this in future, we're going to be talking about a whole pile of ways to change our life with the submodalities, but very, very basically, one of the submodalities or more become known as the drivers, or you might see them as the neuro drivers. With the past and future, a primary driver there is the location. A primary driver with the ice cream could be bright. It could be the location just in front of us. A key driver could be that associated and we see the ice cream and maybe our hands are around it. Now, if we get a picture of the ice cream again, get a picture of the ice cream and notice what happens if you push the ice cream further, further, further away. Now, what would happen if we have the picture of the ice cream closer and closer and closer, so it's right in front of us and huge? Okay, what would happen if we have a picture of our favorite ice cream, our favorite dessert, and get that picture of your favorite ice cream or your favorite dessert and increase the quality of the colors, the focus. Maybe add a little bit of movement, perhaps seeing the ice cream slowly, slowly moving. Or perhaps sparkling. Now let's put a sound over the top. I want you to put Metallica over the top, a Pantera. Notice how that affects your experience. Okay, so it is of value to you and of great value to you to learn more about this topic and get in and do the exercises.